At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I have never taken beta blockers, actually.
I'll ask the question to you again. Have you ever taken beta blockers?
No.
So beta blockers are really interesting because they've been around for a long time, and what they do is very simple. Yeah. They do not treat anxiety or the psychological presence of anxiousness.
Right.
They treat the physical manifestation of nervousness and anxiety. So if you are a person who like starts to hyperventilate, it helps you with that. And so I was prescribed them, and when I have anxiety, there are like some physical, of course, like anyone, but I don't have like the tightening of the chest, the sweaty palms, the fidgety, the twitching, you know, some people their shoulders like twitch or they literally start to shake. I don't have that. So it's a really interesting thing because it still treats that anyway, even if you don't have that. It kind of lowers your physical
reaction
presence. It does make you feel more relaxed, even if you don't have those typical symptoms. It's really fast.
Who so usually takes beta blockers? Everyone? Athletes?
People who,
performers?
People who shake. When they do public speaking, people who get violently nervous, who makes them nauseated, it treats like the physical thing, not like all of it.
Wow. And why were you taking it?
I was taking it because years ago, I was being treated by a new psychiatrist for like just, you know, just everything. I was going for like ADD. And then, you know, I was being treated like they were trying to like find – this is when I was taking like medication for depression. Yeah. And – they were, you know, trying to find the right mixture. And with one of the cocktails, my anxiety went up. Like I think I was taking Wellbutrin, which can make you more anxious. Yeah, it was definitely that. And so then they give you beta blockers in conjunction with it.
Wow.
You are like an Upper East Side charity having
swan.
A mademoiselle.
Yeah.
You are giving, she's like, I just give me my beta blockers with a dirty martini and everybody rise.
I know. I've been on a little bit of a rabbit hole of like Zofran TikTok.
Oh,
you know what Zofran is?
I do.
Zofran is a medication that is anti-nausea.
Oh.
Yes, a drug. It's a drug. Same thing. It's a drug.
People
drugs.
Just get nauseous randomly?
No, like it's given to people who have, when you get really sick, when you get food poisoning, they'll give you Zofran. If you're chemotherapy, they'll give you Zofran. If you are on, I don't think they can give it to pregnant women, but if you know, like for morning sickness, they would give that to you. Or if you have like before your period.
Does it do something that warrants TikTok having a full discussion about?
No, just the girlies are addicted to it. The actual biological women they love Zofran because they do get nauseated when it comes to their,
that,
you know,
that
their menstrual
is a full
cycle.
Thread.
Oh, okay.
So it's people trying to find it. Yeah, so people trying to find it if their pharmacy doesn't have it, or where are they going to get it, or what are they going to do? And they're like, oh, I get so nervous, I can't travel without it. Like, it's my seasickness. Like, I'm going to be abroad and I don't have my medication and I need Zofran, otherwise I don't really feel well. They're treating a physical thing. It's not a, well, I mean, nausea can be psychosomatic, I guess, too. But, you know, it is connected to like a very physical problem because it's usually with, you know, menstruation, et cetera. So there's like that. Right. But that's also true with ADD medication. Like there's a national shortage. So there's all these people looking into it and talking about it online. Like, I can't get my ADD medication. Where are you getting it? Where am I getting it?
Right. Oh, yeah. The ADD shortage, I definitely like the, what is it called? Not Ritalin.
Ritalin?
The other one.
Oh, yeah. Adderall.
Adderall
is the big one. Yeah, Ritalin you can get. But that's the whole thing, because Zofran is not like a – it's not a class one medication. It's not like Oxy and shit. It's not – it's just like a medication that helps you with nausea.
Right.
So anyway.
I call – what's it – not the Ritalin. What did we just say? Adderall. I call Adderall zippity-doo-dah. Because when you take it, it's zippity-doo-dah.
What a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine
coming my way. This episode, we're very Lady Gaga in our pharmaceutical talk.
We are. We are. Right. We got our ads.
What's the medication that she promotes?
Is it the one for her, like, pain all over? The pain all over her body thing?
Fibromyalgia.
Please welcome to the stage.
Fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Juan, not to be that person.
Nurtec ODT is what the medication is. Yes.
Yes. Nurtec ODT. Can you, the lampshade to the back of you is tilted. Can you just straighten it out for me? That black one is tilted a little up and to the left. I am making Juan get up and move it because, like, Khloe Kart, it's better. There's a tilt to it, but it's fine. Yeah, it's better. Actually, it is better.
That's a great question. If you are a Kardashian, which Kardashian do you think you are? I know who I think you guys are, but I want to hear.
No, I want you to tell us who you think you are. Tell me who you think I am, please.
I think Juan is Kris Jenner boots. The house down.
Definitely yeah.
Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner is always, she's a hypochondriac. She's always, there's an ailment happening.
Yes.
She is, like, you know that, the meme of Kris Jenner with the glasses here? And she's, like, looking at her phone.
Oh, yes.
That's what I picture.
She's like this, look at the screen. Yes. I love it. And when she closes the laptop, that is just such a meme moment.
Oh, my God. I have to find that.
Ian is, to me, is Kendall Jenner.
I like this.
Oh, my God.
He just, you know, because I feel so
work. Because I feel,
what do you think I was going to say?
I think maybe Khloe.
No, I don't think so. Khloe don't like to leave the house, so that's definitely not you.
Yeah,
got it. Yeah.
I would say Kendall because Kendall's very, like, she's just protective of her own life. You know what I mean? You can tell that she's like, there's certain things she wants to talk about on the Kardashians, but she's got such a rich life. Like, there's some mystery behind Kendall Jenner to me. Whenever I watch, I'm like, yes, I know you collect horses. I know you have anxiety, but there's more. Mm-hmm. There's a reason Bad Bunny stuck around, honey.
You know, I can kind of agree with that. The only difference is, I mean, obviously I have anxiety, but instead of collecting horses, I collect men. Who are usually in couples. Anyway.
Is the stable empty?
Exactly.
Can I park my horse here?
So yeah, that's really interesting that you would say Kendall for him because that's very perceptive. The privacy versus public. Yeah, that's a really nuanced.
Great jaw structure, great great bones,
good walks.
You know, and I will say Kris Jenner is my favorite Kardashian. I always try and, like, you know, because you know when you watch Sex and the City, like, every season you have a new favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something about Kris Jenner that is just – she just is who she is. Like,
Yeah.
You've got to love her. You've got to love her. And, like, one of my favorite TV moments of all time, it'll be, like, you know, I Love Lucy – Vita Vita Benjamin, Mary Tyler Moore throwing the cap in the air, the final scene of MASH, you know, the helicopter flying over, the final episode of ER, the first episode of Grey's Anatomy. These are, like, these important, perfect TV moments.
Yeah.
And one of them is Kris Jenner on the reunion of, like, their new Kardashian series.
Yeah.
When they're doing the reunion, and she makes a toast and she goes, I just want to give a toast to my family. I love you all so much, and there's nobody else I'd rather do this with. There's nobody else I'd rather do this journey with. And you take a sip, and it's just, like, the best TV moment, the sincerity.
She's so sincere.
And you get the sense that, like, it is – she's talking about the show.
Right.
Yes, she is talking about the show, but she's also talking about a very genuine – like, being their mom. It's both. And that's what I love about Kris Jenner, is that she stands on business and she very much is aware. She understands the role she plays in Kardashians, Inc. But she's also the mom. A lot of, you know, people can't do that. Just ask the Jacksons. A lot of parents were not able to really do that.
Joseph. You know? Oh, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you.
Wait. Yes, exactly.
That's where I feel like Kiki and I are very connected, because when she, I didn't know that she did that impression. And I remember, like, I mean, now it's been a while, and I saw that clip where she's like, I do it. And I thought I was like the only kid who ever grew up watching Jackson 5 and American Dream. And I loved that movie. And I didn't know who everybody was in it, but I just remembered it was so well done. And did you guys grow up watching Jackson 5 and American Dream?
I watched it. I just didn't watch it more than once. I don't
know. Yeah. It wasn't on rotation, but I definitely did.
You know why? You know,
everyone else watched Disney Channel, and she watched Anya Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. That was also because in the nursery, there's a room we had in the UK where, like, this was before Disney and all that was available to us. And my dad had all of these movies recorded because nothing was digital yet. So a lot of the movies that were in rotation that are a part of my essence, folklore, if you will, are because they were the only ones you could kind of like rewatch. And so it was whatever was recorded by Papa. And one of those was that. And speaking of, by the way, I just saw some incredible news, but one of my the movie that is of me, that is literally a part of me, Practical Magic, is coming back with a fucking sequel with Sandra. It is starring Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman. And for anyone who doesn't know, Practical Magic number one came out in 1997. And it's just one of my favorite movies ever made. Aidan Quinn is in it. Stalker Channing, Diane Weiss, also Evan Rachel Wood at a young age of 11 years old. It's a jam-packed film. And I am just so elated with the news because I hope it's good. And I'm just so happy that they're both doing it again. And there's a clip, I should find it and send it to you, where they see each other on the red carpet. This is like in the last, I don't know, 10 years. And Nicole and Sandra like hadn't seen each other in a while or something. And it's just, it's a very, very sincere happenstance gathering. Mm-hmm. And Sandra comes up and Nicole's like, oh my God, you know, my kids were watching, I can't even do the Aussie accent, but she was like, my kids were watching Practical Magic. And Sandra's like, yeah. She's like, yeah. And she goes, I love that movie. I really love what we made. Like Nicole's genuine like surprise at this film she like forgot about making. I don't know, it's one of my favorite moments ever. And so they're in talks to bring that back. They're like working that out. Isn't that amazing?
Very, very exciting. I didn't know that.
Oh my god. Wow. It what's it called, IndieWire just posted, you know, they're this is what we know on it. So they're working out their deal, and they would both be producers on it. And I think Akiva Goldsman would do the screenplay again, which would be great. So
I feel like you need to work on this project. You really are, you know.
I know about it. I know. I just love the movie so much. And
let's put that out into the world.
Yeah. For and real. Alan Silvestri did the score, who's done many, many scores for many movies we love. Anyway, it would be really cool for it to be done well, you know, and I'd be so excited to see them continue. And the girls not really look that different. It's just a couple years have gone by, not 25 or 30, you know what I mean? With Cher's pioneering efforts helping that.
Yeah, truly. Well, Nicole does look very, very correct. It's amazing. Crazy. This last press, what is her last press little jaunt that she's done? It was
Well, it was AFI. She got her Lifetime Achievement in the gold dress. Right. And so that was all over for a while.
She's been doing the round tables.
That's
too.
Why. This is the round tables. It was for AFI. That was what this, that she she was ready for her AFI moment. But wait, I didn't tell Johnny his Kardashian.
Oh yes. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
So here's my thought on your Kardashian is that you are mostly a Kim, mostly, but you have some Kylie too.
Oh, ooh. Not who I thought you were going to say.
Who did you think you were going to say? Courtney?
Courtney.
Really? Because she don't leave the house? No.
No, because she just she doesn't want to do something. She just doesn't want to do it.
Oh, that's true. You're really good at picking out an attribute from one of them and kind of like pinning that.
But I would say
I'm going for a more general vibe.
Business?
Yeah.
That you cared about, maybe you I would say something.
You're more ambitious than Courtney. You have Kim's Can't drive. Yeah, like you look at your early career and there's some Kim coded moments there.
Yeah.
Candy-coated nights. There's some Kim. Sorry, that was totally random, and I'm sorry. There is some Kim Kardashian there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You, yeah, she was sucking dick, and you were up to Lisa's ass, but both ways, it's similar.
Oh, yeah. Someone stopped me at, I think one of the High Tops or something. Yes. Yesterday I went out, and someone stopped and said they love the podcast, so I just thought I'd share that. Oh, my
God. Wait, that happened to Juan.
Were you going to say it?
No, you say it.
No. I speak too much.
After we saw Ben Platt's show,
yeah,
a very nice little baby milker came up to us and said, it was really sweet. He came up and the first thing he was like, I love the show. I love the podcast. Please. You know, it was very, very genuine. I could really feel the love. So it's really nice when people mention, and as Ian said, man, it's like, it's nice when people compliment the podcast over all things.
Yeah.
It's very, very sweet.
It's better than when they're like, oh my God, Chris, it's so nice to, oh God, no. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? It's better than that moment. No.
They don't do that, do they?
Exactly. Have you ever been called Chris? No.
It happened, like, I think I can count, like, maybe once or twice where someone was, like, they said it and I didn't correct them because it was, like, I don't know. I was, like, moving around and they mean well and it's not their fault. And
it was their make-a-wish that day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, the other one.
Yeah. I actually think that's exactly what I said because I'm, like, I'm not going to give you my name, but I literally was, like, no, I'm the other one. Oh, my God. Yeah, I think, like – I actually also think, Johnny, you have a little bit of Chris in you. Mm. So that's the whole thing, is you have a hushed ambition, like I think what Juan sees in the Kimness. Mm-hmm. But there's a Tia-ness to you that makes you like Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So a Kim sun with a Chris moon.
For
and
sure.
A Courtney rising. Wanted Chloe in my chart.
Oh my God.
Everyone wants Chloe. Chloe.
You see, here's the thing. Chloe is every woman. She's supposed to be all of us. She is the most down to earth. Everyone is supposed to see themselves in Chloe. And that's why she wins the People's Choice Awards for like most popular reality TV show star. Says she's won it so many times. Yeah. And think of all the reality TV stars there are.
Yeah.
And doesn't always bring it home. There are the winners, but you know,
she is a breakout for sure.
She is breakout. She is beloved and people care about her and they're interested in her life in a different way than they are in the other Kardashians. People are invested in her well-being.
Right.
In her well-being. Yeah.
They do want her to do well. Wait, why did you say Kylie?
Oh, here's why I said Kylie. I said Kylie because there's a coyness and a playfulness in the way that you are with men that feels very Kylie.
Mm.
Like, do you know when you see Kylie with Timothée? Do you say Timothy or Timothée? I can't even remember.
I say Timothy.
I say Timothy, but let's just say Timothée here because I like Timothée.
Timothée? Okay, yeah. Timothée. When you see Kylie with Timothée, there's a little bit of just this like, meow. She's very, very pussy. She's so pussy. Do you know what I mean? And you've got that.
I've got pussy.
Which is why you play a lot of characters you play are sex driven.
Oh, work. I love that.
True.
Yeah.
Do you know, this is totally random, but earlier when I was saying nausea versus nauseated, do you know the difference between, do you know how people say that they are, that people misuse nauseous all the time? Did you know that?
Tell me, because I'm going to want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the difference. People say, I'm feeling nauseous, but you are not feeling nauseous. You are nauseated.
Oh.
Nauseous is something that causes nausea or nausea. Yes. Oh. So
I'm experiencing nausea or no?
Yeah, you are. I'm experiencing nausea. I am nauseated.
Okay.
Or you can say this room is nauseating. You can also say that. Or you can say
this room is nauseating.
This was a nauseous experience.
Ian on Fire Island this weekend.
Yes. Pregnancy. wait a minute.
Chapter
pregnancy
2
has been a very nauseous experience.
Wait, so what? Sorry, tell me what not to say.
Don't say, I am nauseous.
Right.
I'm nauseated.
I'm nauseated. Because
if I am nauseous, that means that you give people nausea. You are nausea inducing.
I see.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Oh my God, ¿por qué no los dos?
Yes. So it's a really interesting thing, but we have, that's one of those things that is just, everybody uses that. Even really, really smart people do that. The only reason I know that is because I have a thing in grad school when I had to write it in an article and I learned it that way. And then that was it.
Where did it pop up for you right now?
Education.
Because I was talking about Zofran. Remember nausea versus...
Oh, yes. And it popped up.
And it popped up. Should we just say hello, everybody, and then we'll just keep going? Hello, everybody. Yeah. You've been listening now for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Welcome back to Tres Leches.
That was nice. I liked doing it like that. It feels kind of like you're just joining in, you know what I mean? From beta blockers to Zofran to nausea. I love that.
A little bit at all. Hope you're all doing well. I mean, I feel like this has been... you can feel the goodness in the air because like summer is like now really here. Do you guys experience the same thing? Do you feel like your true self during this time of year?
Yes.
I do. I feel even anytime the sun is out, Philip pointed out the other day that I am different when the sun is out. And I was like, say more. And he's like, you're just in a better mood. I was like, oh, I never realized I'm just a happier person when the sun's out. But yeah, I think summer is such a joyous time. And I feel like people are just in better spirits in general.
Yeah.
In the summer.
Yeah.
This is something that I think as Floridians, as Miami Floridians, or people who spent a lot of time in South Florida, that we underestimated before moving to New York. I didn't understand the toll of the seasons growing up. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like this ecstatic need to be outside as soon as it gets warm enough and or the day is nice enough as it is here. Because in Miami, you know, it's nice most of the year.
Yeah.
Tranquilo y tropical.
We just have bad days. We have hurricanes, but we have bad days. There are some times that the weather is bad, but overall it's very, very good. But now that I've lived in New York enough, I really feel connected to the seasons.
Yeah. And but I would yes.
No, I'm just saying like, when I was growing up and, you know, you read like poems, you know, like Emily Dickinson and shit like that. And you read poems and they talk about the changing of the leaves and this and that. I just never got it. And now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get that, like what they're talking about in Uncle Vanya, like another winter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We will make it through Vanya. Now, you know, it's different here. We are going to make it through because summer is here.
We are going to make it through. Say those affirmations, baby. See them. I would like to skip one. I think we talked about this, but how I'm understanding more now the thing that, you know, people have always been saying, we're like, ugh, I just can't with the winter. And I'd always kind of roll my eyes. I'd be like, guys, I was like, it's part of being here. It's just, you know, the weather doesn't affect me that much. Like, just get the fuck outside and go keep doing the thing. But I would say in the last year or two, especially coming back from LA, like we said, like the darkness, like the sun is really a game changer. And now I understand why people become snowbirds, like why they do the, okay. Yes. And I go to Florida and you're there and I'm like, okay, like, yeah, I want to be there too.
Yeah, you're right.
It's insane. It also,
and you can be, and you can be,
you can. The only, the thing with like coming, like having a work from home, social media kind of life is like, I just,
what, Juani?
That tickled her. That tickled her pink.
The language of that was just so funny. Just the delivery. I'm sorry. Just like it was like the perfect cadence. It was like my favorite, the video where the two are sitting in the car and the guy's like, she's like getting ready for school and the guy's sitting in the passenger seat and he's looking at the camera and he's like, a lot of you been asking for my morning routine.
Oh, and yeah. She dies.
She dies. And she's like, she's like choking. Anyway, sorry. Excuse me.
It's okay.
As you work from home and live from home and do social media.
Do the social media thing. It's so hard because I'm like, I just want to be outside. The whole, like, literally it's sunny out and all I want to do is just like be outside regardless of what.
Well, you've definitely been giving in to that.
I did. Oh my God, yes.
How was your weekend? Last week we talked about Fire Island and now we're talking
About it again.
We went back. We are. My double chin is double chinning. Sorry.
Oh, get out of here.
Actually, speaking of, your haircut looks really good. You're looking really fresh. Yes. Actually, both of you are looking really fresh. Johnny, before we go into my delve into the chasm that is Fire Island Chapter 2, tell us about your new chin.
People are going to think he had something done.
No.
I mean, I've always had this. This is what do they call when you like are born with something and it's a defect? This is a defect that as society will have it has turned into something that people want.
Wait, what is the defect?
Blue eyes are a defect. A butt chin is a defect. Like these are technically defects.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that
blue eyes are a defect?
Yes. Light eyes are a defect. Yes. Yes.
That's what most you mean like clinically? Like,
yeah.
Like in a book somewhere.
And that's also why people with light eyes have more problems with their eyes because they, you know, it's true.
I wish I were
like Juan who had a little more study aside so I could like read, but I, you know, that's just, I thought that was common knowledge.
You know what I do? I always say, they say that. And then it's people
Will
are just
always
like, oh,
used
yeah,
to call
they.
Me out. I'm like, well, you know, people say, he's like, who says that? I'm like, people. People say it. TikTok.
First of all, I've always called it a butt chin because I've never known better, but it's called a cleft chin.
Cleft chin, yes.
A cleft chin. And you are more okay. So if other people in your family have a cleft chin, you are also more likely to have one as well.
Correct.
The signature dimple of cleft chins forms before birth. This happens when the two sides of the lower jaw don't completely fuse together during fetal development.
Wow.
It's a birth defect.
Exactly.
Oh my God. But literally only the hottest motherfuckers have it. Do you know
I'm trying to think of famous people that have
Ricky Martin.
My king. Oh,
Ricky Martin has an epic one.
Yeah. And now John Travolta has one.
Ooh, you're right. He does.
John Travolta.
Mm-hmm. And now Ricky Martin's one you can see through his beard. And John Travolta's even more pronounced than Ricky Martin's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the way you say Martin.
Martin. Martin. I'm really bad with that in English, like T's and D's. I'm terrible. Like I say Manhattan, and it's terrible.
Oh,
Manhattan.
I don't change.
Manhattan. Who says Manhattan? You know what the problem is? If I do it, it sounds over. I can't half do it. I can either do like Manhattan wrong, or like Manhattan. I can't say like Manhattan. Oh, no, that was pretty natural. Manhattan. Maybe I can do it. I can do anything.
Manhattan.
Who also has them? It's when I gave you these two, you're going to be like, wow. Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Cavill.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Henry Cavill has a fucking nice butt chin.
Yeah,
big
he does.
Bitches.
Big bitches.
I can see why the jaw didn't make it to the middle.
Oh, my God.
It started out to here.
Jude Law as well, by the way.
Oh,
any women?
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, Sandra Bullock. That's why people say I look like Sandra Bullock in drag.
What? Oh my God! You should be Sandra Bullock from Practical Magic. I should be. Nicole would be such a stretch, but maybe I can be the aunt. I can be the. Me and Juan can be the aunts. Stalker Channing.
You could be
Diane Weiss.
Diane Weiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, that's an actress right there.
That would be really good.
Oh, or we could do the Birdcage.
Oh my God. That would be
because you know, there's three big ones. There's the Hank Azaria character. Yep. There's
Nathan Lane.
Yes, Nathan
and
Lane.
Robin.
And yes.
Oh, let's cast each other, baby. I love this. Is one of my favorite games is being like,
you're this. You're this.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely Agador.
I'm Agador Spartacus.
I think so too. You are. You have the posture for it.
And the legs.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Estrogen that would be very cute. Yeah. I have to. I'm sorry. I'm taking it. I have to take
Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane. I have to.
Yeah. You're definitely Johnny is Robin.
Yeah. I love in the scene when in the Birdcage when. What is Nathan Lane's character's name?
Kieran Tablet. Oh. Oh my God. Albert.
Albert. Albert at the beginning.
And she's like, I made you fat?
I love when she goes to the bakery. That's like on her block. She's running her morning errands.
In
that morning,
Beckins.
Schneckenbeckens.
It's so
getting a little sample.
What are you doing? What are these purine tablets? Is the aspirin with the A and the S is stuck it up? Ah, you're
so
brilliant.
Funny.
I know. So good.
Yes. But yes, no, Johnny, you do have a beautiful your butt chin is definitely sits among at the table with all the best ones in Hollywood. And now with this now that you've been shorn.
What does shorn mean?
He doesn't have a beard anymore.
Oh, shorn.
Yeah. I wonder why he's short down. I think I know why.
Who's getting in the way?
Razor burn.
It's never getting in the way.
Work.
Work. All right. Well,
you know what's so funny is Johnny's usually the one who's like, yeah, you got this and the hot take that and blah, blah. But then all of a sudden there are these moments where he's demure, like right now. Mm-hmm. There's a sort of like, like you're a little, you're acting coy around sex right now or like innuendo, outuendo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, of course. It's
this must be love because I feel so gay.
Yes, exactly. Or feel so well or something like that.
Both.
It does feel nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exfoliating.
But wait, Ian, back to you. I saw you change the topic mightily fast. How was your second weekend in Fire Island? You had a good
one? Kendall Jenner.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I had a really good time on Fire Island. It was a last minute. I was just going to go for a quick. At least let me get to the punchline before you laugh. Sorry. I was going to do a day trip.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd laugh. What? I was going to do a day trip on Friday because I had to get back for Cody and Quentin's birthday on Saturday. Oh. And sadly, that didn't happen because I decided to – I ended up staying because it was such a beautiful weekend and I promised Cody I would take him out to dinner. I mean, Cody and Quentin, like we would do a dinner and something, you know, the next week. But it was really fun. And I was actually talking about this and pontificating on it yesterday that – what I love about going is you can have those weekends where you're either like, you know, a feral mongrel or a weekend, which I just had, which is like, oh, I met like an older generation of gays and having great conversation with people who can really talk to you about something. And
they're 45.
No, I'm talking about like Ron, I think it's Ron Dreskin and I forget his partner's name, but they were so amazing. And I was just talking to one for literally like 45 minutes to an hour about like their life. And, and that was really a nice thing. It was at Brian and Jake's. They hosted a little like Todd Snyder event party thing. And it was very lovely. And I, you know, just,
lovely.
I had a good,
a little fashion and conversation. How nice.
Yes, exactly. And it was fun was had by all, you know, it was lovely. And I felt very taken care of by
so merry.
The island and
by the island. This is so funny.
The island will provide.
Exactly. Exactly. And
But you had a nice time. You got along with people. No fighting.
Juan trying to – what is it when you're like leading the witness right now? Oh, my God.
You got along with people.
No fighting.
Yeah, there was – yes. I felt very special.
This sounds like a conversation between a mother and a gay son when the mom doesn't want to know the details but just wants to know how the weekend went.
And the son's not very good at – saying beautiful gowns, great weather. The boardwalk was really sturdy. No, it was really great. And we made great dinners. We cooked on Friday and Saturday. And like, that's usually my favorite time is the in-between some of the big partying that can happen. It's the cooking at home. It's the talking and like getting to know some of your housemates and the in-betweens, like that quiet time, you know what I mean? And we're like drinking a glass of wine and having like that Diane Keaton fantasy while you're in the kitchen. Those were really fun moments. And I felt very inspired. I saw a lot of, I know we say this a lot, but they're everywhere. And I just saw a lot of couples that I was like, oh, I love the way they share love with each other. And so rather than, you're separate and different from weekend one, where I was like, meh, about it, I actually saw versions that I would like to emulate, if it, you know, and felt kind of like inspiring. I really did feel that. So that was nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
That's
I always meet really cool people. To answer your question, by the way, about the summer thing, summer happens and all of a sudden I don't know about you guys, but I feel this push and pull with like having to do work and, you know, all the stuff that you have to get to do. And then also feeling sometimes bad about the time I take to go enjoy being on the island. And because it is so easily, it's so, you can get there and it, I can do my work from anywhere, fine. But also just giving yourself that time, it's like, well, I couldn't do this before, and grappling with like feeling guilty, enjoying it as much or whatever. Yeah. But I walk away very, very fulfilled and nourished. Yeah. I meet some people who truly have become a part of my life, and they've literally been the people I've met there. Rob and Dan, who you both met, who we had dinner with, and like Colin, like there are these memories that are made there that make them very special. And so I know Fire Island can be a place where, you know, you go and like you can let loose and be wild, but it's also a place to cultivate rich memories with people I really love and new people who now become a part of my tapestry, my life tapestry, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'll say about the summer is, you know, whether you have a Fire Island or you're in Pensacola in Florida or you're in Palm Springs and, you know, there's just different havens, obviously. And I feel like summer, even for straight people, is the time where people brew new friendships. They foster the ones that already exist. You know, there's like Fire Island specifically is like a decompression kind of place. Like New York is very pressure cooker. Like everything is hot, 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 heavy, heavy, heavy. And then you go out there and there's like this, it's like a scarf in the wind kind of thing. Like I feel like it is just, people are just much more willing to chat. Yes. People that you wouldn't really talk to at parties because you just don't have the time, do you? And then in Fire Island, all you have is time to, you know, to cook and eat and get to know people and, you really
it's like
do
you're on a cruise.
Correct.
Yes, exactly.
Cruising for you the know, days.
Yeah, you're like you're all in one place. And I but you are right about connecting with new people. You know, I think there is this idea that, and I think I've even said this aloud before, you know, it's just like a cliche take that people have where they're like, I don't need any new friends. Mm. I have a lot of friends. Like I have dear friends. I don't really need any new friends. I have great friends. But you know, the whole point of being on Earth, I really, really believe like our purpose to be on Earth is to connect with other humans and to connect with animals. I really believe that. Like to meet as many people and to like get to know as many animals as possible.
And they're
and, like,
the same.
Build relationships. Really? They are the same. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I was really put on Earth. Honestly, I was put on Earth to like have funny conversations, look cute, and meet dogs. Throughout my life, dogs are just a part of my story. Dogs. They're just like, I have to have them,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so, but it's not just dogs. Like whenever I go to anywhere, you know, you just want to be open to meeting new people, new places, new things. And the people that as you get, maybe that's that take is kind of very, something you hear a lot in people in their early 30s. When they've gone through their 20s, they have their friend groups. But you realize that in order to really keep the thing fresh.
Yes.
And to keep it going, you have to be, you don't have to be, you're right, but it is fun. It can be fun to really just continue to drop in with people, like connect, meet people at a party, talk to them, ask them questions, get to know them, learn something about yourself through them.
Correct. Exactly.
And these places are really fun to do that, you know,
and
this
still
time of year.
Exactly. Everyone's really feeling the spring fever meets that summer breeze. And listen, there's still the people who are kind of standoffish or I called it holding. They're holding on to themselves. You can feel it kind of energetically. Mm-hmm. And
that's such a nice way to put it.
You know, I'm just like, oh, I can tell you're holding on
that
to you.
That is nice.
And I said this, I think like one, you know, that's why whenever we go out to in a gay space in these havens, and I feel from people who are really enjoying themselves and they kind of like let themselves dance, like that's when all of a sudden you're like, oh, like there you are, like there's there's a little bit of you that I see that maybe we don't let on to maybe as much when we're in the city. And and I met some really great people who invite me to let go of myself a little, you know, because I do a bit of my own holding in that way.
That's and then they hold you both figuratively.
Yeah. Did you get help?
I was held.
And I meant that really truly genuinely. They do – people hold space for you so that you don't have to hold so much of yourself.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, of course, people will hold you. But like – I mean these – it just gives you – the permission to be all of the beautiful parts of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's kind of like a through line of this podcast, is that we're always talking about like, go back to the places that make you feel good. Go back to the people that make you feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And I think that's also getting older, is that in your 20s, you know, in high school and in school, you're kind of just forced to be with people that you might not like. So in your 20s, you kind of – and in college and in your 20s, you kind of are just repeating that because you're like, well, I'm used to being around people that I don't really like that much. But then as you age, you're like, I don't actually have to be around any of these bitches, whether it's family or friends. Like, I'm not going to that part. Who's at the party? I don't want to be there if this person –
who's
this person
all is going?
Yeah, exactly.
A classic Ian Padgett question. Who's all going?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's all going.
No, what are you doing Friday? Not sure why. She's screening. She's screening. Yeah.
Listen, I know that I hold and protect onto my energy. I just want to be able to give you the most direct declarative answer.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And so if there's something a brewing with you, but here's the thing, by the way, with people who do that, don't fish for my answer.
I think that's kind of rude.
Yeah. What? Tell me what it is you're doing and be like, would you like to join? Like, give me all the information.
Well, the reason I think is because the person is basically saying, do you want to hang out with me despite what we might be doing? And if it's only based on what we might be doing, then that's fucked up. I think that that's how people take it. I don't think that that's, you know, but it reminds me of Will and Grace where they're just like, oh, better people. Like,
but here's the thing though.
Better plans, you know.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know how this will make me sound, but if it makes me sound like fill in the blank, then I guess that's me. But someone said to me, hey, do you want to hang out with me? But if it is dependent on this, then like, I don't know how I feel about that. Well, no, it is dependent on like how we're going to hang out, because what if I want to hang out with you in more of a private way? What if to me right now, I can't really handle being around other gay, like whatever the situation is.
People who insist on doing that, people who insist on asking your availability by just generically asking if you are available instead of telling you, hey, are you free this Friday? I have 2 tickets to go see...
Oh, see, I like to stretch it out, because if it's something good, I'll be like, what are you doing Friday? Like, it's to me, I like to like, you know, edge the gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you should be voice memoing men.
But that's one thing for a date.
You're right.
That's one
thing
for someone who you're dating. I'm talking like among friends. When people
I do it with friends. Like if
you
if,
do.
If I've invited Ian to an event that I think he'll like, I'm like, are you free Friday at 8 o'clock? He'll be like, why? And I'm like, well, is invited to this thing. And he's like, ooh, I love that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's when it's an obvious yes.
No, but but here's, you know, because why I'm laughing? Go. Sorry. The reason I'm laughing because that's I love that that's Johnny's take on it. He's like, I'm like, what are you doing Friday? This is what Ian hears. What are you doing Friday? I don't know why. Like, I see it as like, I'm like, that is just so, it's giving Sharon Tina. He's giving me Tina.
I'm on my side of the phone, like, dee, 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 dee. And she's like,
correct.
Ay, Dios mío. Can she just ask what it is she needs to ask?
Because I can't feel it. I just can't feel it. That's what I'm saying. But with me, it's helpful to voice memo. I'm just saying, for future, if you're someone who's going to be in my life and you're listening to this, that's helpful with me. Go ahead.
But I just think that it is, if it's an obvious yes. What are you doing Friday? I have something for you. You're going to do. We're going to go to Barbara Streisand's house, and she's going to give us each Rolexes. That's an obvious yes. Everyone's going to go to that. But don't be like, what are you doing Friday? Yeah, I'm free. Well, I need to help you. I need you to help me move. And my mom is getting a colonic and I need you to eat the shit out of her ass before she goes in. No, if it's going to be something that I want, you know, that's coercive because it.
But I also feel like it's up to the person to just be like, no, I don't want to do that. I feel like people need to get the answer up front in order to be able to respond in the way they want to respond. Like, if, because listen, I'm just saying gays are very choosy about their plans. I'm not saying the gays in this chat, even though, you know, we are. But if someone goes, would you want to go to the movies on Friday? And you maybe in your mind had a different idea of what your Friday would look like. And you're like, I was kind of wanting to go out. Then, you know, you're like, oh, I don't know why. Oh, because this. Oh, well, I might actually see some friends. Like, you know what I mean? There's just like this like dance of like, are these plans good enough for you?
Here's what it comes down to for me. It's a do unto others as you would want to have done unto you. Mm-hmm. I want to know the plan, so I try to tell them. Correct. Yes, you are right, but it's just a little bit easier. It's kind of like when you meet someone at a party and they're like, oh no, we've met.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're like, hey, hi, nice to meet you. No, oh no, we've met. No. Just do unto others. Just
and tell me where we met. Also, just be like, by the way,
we've met. Yeah. And if they've met four times and they haven't remembered you, say that. Yeah. We've met a couple times. But I don't know. Maybe it's just in really crazy situation. But we've met before.
Yes.
We've definitely met. My name is Juan. I'm friends with this person. And that person is going to say, wow, I like that person. If you do that after, even if someone's rude a couple times, they will definitely remember you. And if it's just one other time that you met someone and they forgot, don't give all that preamble. Just say, hey, I'm Juan. It's just kind of doing to others. But that's a tangent. Yeah.
And, you know, I also want to say in these situations where we are meeting new people and we're trying to build connections with humans and animals, I really think people have complimented me on this. I'm like, I think it is kind of crazy that it's not as omnipresent in the social interactions of our life. But if you don't remember someone's name, guys, it's actually very sweet and I guess disarming and nice when you go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Remind me your name again. And it's like, you really want to know. And it shows that you're taking effort and you want to care and remembering their name. This whole idea of like, okay, I don't remember his name. Can you ask for the intro? Okay. When you say, hey, I'm Joe, be like, what's your name? Like needing the friend to do it for you. No, just own the moment. Just be the person who creates the memory of someone going, that person tried to, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, just don't avoid the thing. The effort that you put in will only garner you more reward, in my opinion. You know, that's like a separate thing. So just don't be afraid to like ask for the person's name again and be like, sorry, just I need a reminder. And then it becomes cute. And then they see how you try to remember. They're like, oh my God, look at how he tries to remember. That's so cute. He reminds me of. And all of
but
a sudden.
Also, just because you remember me doesn't mean I remember you, bitch.
Oh, well, that too.
I'm sorry to tell you. I am sorry to tell you just because I'm memorable.
Ooh.
Okay, it's very that. Just because you remember meeting me, you know what I mean?
Who,
like, very
who
that.
Was saying
like,
that?
Yeah, no, a lot of people. That happened to me recently when I had that like little discord with someone on Twitter and they're like, you've literally been in my house. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know how many bitches' house I've been in?
Oh my God.
That I was not invited to. I went with a friend. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
But you remember my presence there, bitch. I don't remember the house.
He was starting shit. That person was red. Like, he came at you wanting to,
like... It felt like, oh, yeah, well, you... How do you not remember? I just don't... I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I, you know, maybe I was a couple drinks just, deep.
Yeah.
But no, it's no. Like
the whole... I mean, there's plenty of people that have not remembered me over the years. And you can usually tell when someone just genuinely doesn't remember you. And when someone's doing that thing like, hi, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. You know, it's like... And sometimes... Sometimes I'm like, no, mm-mm.
I'm not going to give it to you. What's your
name? Holding. They're correct.
I'm memorable. Or what did Andy Cohen say to one of my friends once? He met Andy like six times and he's like, we've met like six times. And Andy says, well, be more memorable.
Work.
Can you imagine? That's so fierce.
That is actually fierce. Because if said correctly, when you're like, well, be more like. Yeah. You didn't hurt me with the way you said
exactly,
that.
Exactly, because you were trying to come for me, but...
Correct.
reverse double axel on your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any people that you've met many times that you feel like they're holding?
Ooh.
We don't have to name names, but...
We don't have to name names, but I'll say...
Really?
Really? So,
I know he's been acting weird around me.
Friend of the pod?
Maybe because you didn't go to the... Yeah, exactly.
Maybe. I'm not really sure, but like I noticed, especially this weekend, I was like, oh, like he's holding around me and like not coming to say hi. And the reason I've noticed kind of such a difference is because of how much more glee there was when we were
tall gay men.
Yeah. Well, gay men love to not say hello. Love to play the game of, well, she can say hi to me. I am the king of...
I say hello.
Hi!
Yeah, yeah.
Hi!
I love doing this. I love going like, dee-dee-dee. Like, I love the way... Babe. Like, especially if I'm like in the conversation and we see each other and they're walking in. Work it's like, Oprah. I do the perform of warmth intense... Exactly. Well,
that's on TikTok too. We don't go like this anymore.
Oh, we don't wave.
I don't know. grab. I do the like, hi. And then I just go back here because it's like, acknowledging you, but yeah. What's happening here is serious. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The etiquette of saying hello. You know, this is a great topic, especially for summer. How to say hello. Yeah,
exactly.
Or like when people don't say hello and they just touch you. I was talking about this with Austin Wolf yesterday.
Love.
Content creator of the gods. Do you know who Austin Wolf is?
Is he a porn star?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Oh, okay, great. Okay.
But he was saying, you know, he has this thing where he, like, when people put their hands on him, and he's like, we're practicing boundaries today. Hello, hi, mm-hmm. how are you? You know, like, say hello. I mean, it's different for him because he's, you know, a big presence and, like, you know, a very, like, sexual presence on the internet. So I guess people do approach him differently. But
yeah,
I guess
they feel they have a right to in some way because – Yeah. But
gay men just don't have a lot of – there's not a class that people teach you on, like, how to just be around other gay men in settings, like, to introduce yourself to, you know, some people are really good at it.
But is it any different from non-gay things?
I feel like straight people don't hold as much as Ian, like what Ian was saying. Like,
yeah, they don't.
Maybe when they're in spaces where they're, you know, courting, like men and women are like courting each other.
That's exactly
but
right.
Most gay spaces are
courting.
As well.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's 100% courting. All courting.
Constantly cruising. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But I think just saying hi to people, you know, or like when you're walking down the street and like people will pretend they didn't see you. I'm like, mama, if you're a gay man, you're looking around at your surroundings and you saw me. All you have to do is wave.
And it ain't for a gun.
All you have to do is wave, you know, even the head nod, like with a smile is enough.
Yeah.
Especially with people that you've hooked up with before. I find that particularly insidious. If we just met, I mean, you don't know me a hello. I mean, whatever. I'm always going to say hello because I'm from Miami and.
Yeah,
we say hello.
That's what we do. We say hello. It's an opportunity for you to smell my amazing perfume. Get close enough to see how good I smell.
Yeah,
danger.
And to see my accessories up close. But when it's someone with whom you have had sex, I think you definitely, if someone's been in your house, even if like it's the only time you hooked up, like say hello. I think it's so goofy that people don't say hello to people when they
if you've
up
been in my house, well, unless I don't remember.
Right.
Was it crispy?
But I also think as you get older, it is harder to remember everyone you've met. I remember being in my 20s and people were like, did that whole like, oh, we've met. And I remember thinking to myself, I actually said it out loud to someone. I was like, I will never be that person that forgets anyone that I meet. Y ahora, whoa. I just can't remember. It's not because people are not memorable. It's because my brain, she's deteriorated.
It's actually, no, I'm going to stop you there because I knew you were going to do that. And Ellen Langer, who wrote one of my favorite books that I was reading, Counterclockwise, she is the head of psychology at Harvard. And she's amazingly, amazingly gifted. And in her book, she talks about this idea that we chuck it up to old age as being the reason for all the things that start to go, like all the ailments, the reasons why you start to lose eyesight or you can't hear. It's just like, well, you're older. And so we chuck it up to that, right? Oh. And she goes, but I think it's more nuanced than that. I think if we're being very mindful, it's no, you're not actually getting older. And therefore it's, you're like, my brain is blah, blah, blah. It's because that information isn't useful to you. And she makes a point that as you get older, you start to what does the word siphon mean, Juan?
Siphon off is when you take off, like I'm siphoning off money from the, like if there was a big pot of money, I would slowly siphon funds away from it to something else.
Okay. So
like you take from one main source to put it somewhere else.
Okay. Oh, maybe that's not, I don't know why I was like drawn to using that term, but I'm not going to even try to go for an SAT word on this.
Yeah. Story. It's supposed to be, I think it's siphoning literally is when you take water as the main source. Like you take like in science experiments, you know, when you like, that people will blow into a straw, like chemists will blow into a straw to take up some of the chemical to like then put it into something else. That's siphoning. Okay.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. The more you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she talked about how the reason why maybe she goes, it's like maybe the reason why we're getting memory loss, quote unquote, said by ourselves is because you don't really need to, that information isn't useful. You didn't really have to remember
it
because it wasn't important to you. But things that are important to you, things that you know you have to remember because they're being prioritized by you, you're going to remember more. You know what I mean? You don't have to remember every single person that you meet because your brain knows it's not that important. And as you get older, that's what's really going on, is you're just being more discerning around some of the things you choose to archive. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Siphoning memories
a little bit. I read that because it's just a new way of thinking about something that actually I think is what's going on. It's not just, she gives another example, which is one of my favorite things, and I'll give it to you right now. She talks about a grandpa who does some yard work for like 8 hours with his granddaughter. Grandpa's like 76, granddaughter is like 27. They do 8 hours of yard work. They go to bed. They wake up the next morning. Grandpa's like, wow, I'm really sore. That I hurt. The whole family's like, well, you know, you're 76. You got to take it easy. Like it's, it's where you are. It's just your age. If when 27-year-old is like, wow, I'm really, really sore, we would more likely go, oh, well, you did just do 8 hours of yard work yesterday. That's why you're sore. It's that differentiation. It's the way we just kind of categorize getting older as this umbrella for, well, that's why everything's happening to you. And her whole thing is like, if you change the way you thought about that, you would notice more and be more mindful around the fact that you're not just getting old. You're just, you are cultivating a very specific to your life experience, which, does that make sense? You know,
yes, of course. That is, yeah, of course. And you know, an important context for that is I haven't read the book, but from what we talked about, I'm sure that she acknowledges that there are some degenerative physical conditions.
Of course, that is, you know.
That's why I always say we're rotting bananas, because we are. Yeah. As time goes on, we are actually deteriorating. But exactly. what she's basically saying is not all of it is the deterioration that we're experiencing.
Correct. Exactly. That's all she's saying is to be mindful.
If you don't remember me at a party, it's because you don't want to, not because you're old. Is what
exactly? Exactly. Mm. And I would say that's for me too, is because someone gave me this. I actually feel so bad. And I think his name is Cameron, and he's so sweet. And now I remember, and now he's a friend of the pod. Uh-huh. And we did this last time where he came up to me and he said hi. And I was like, hi. And he could tell I was like, oh my God. And he goes, Cameron. And I was like, okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Okay. And it was really cute. And he could see that I was really like devastated by it because it became too much of a running gag, and I was aware. But his way of saying it, like I think I hugged him like for an extra 5 seconds, and I really did perform the I'm so sorry thing. And
you're dating.
Could you imagine? But I even said to him, I was
like,
did
he hold you?
I think he tried to hold me like 20 minutes later. Yes. Ooh. I gave him a held. Mm. Yeah. I gave him a hold, excuse me. Anyway, but that I remember that interaction happening and I clocking to myself like, Ian, it's okay. You meet a lot of people and you didn't really have to remember his name. But now I have to because there's a memory that made me feel guilty around not remembering. And it's important to me to make him feel like he matters in some way and that this experience isn't something I do all the time. Because that, you know, anyway, so...
Social graces 101.
Truly.
Wait, okay, so this has been a lot of fun, but wait, I would love to talk about something. We'll take a quick break and we come back. I want to talk Spotify and Johnny.
Oh.
It's a hard we're making a hard turn.
All right.
We just got it. When we come back, we are going to discuss Johnny Sibley's gift for the Spotify playlist. We're not going to talk about all the playlists today, but we're going to talk about one. We're going to unpack one that you need to get into if you want to have a good rest of 2024.
It's so good.
We'll be right back. What are you drinking, Ian? And we're back. What are you drinking, Ian?
I made a protein shake right after I did a little run before we started. And it's, you know, just like a cup of frozen berries, some chocolate protein, a little scoop of yogurt, and I've been using you know that brand Oat Milk. It's like, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know it. Oh, it's like the blue and white case?
Yeah. It's like really all white and then like yellowish.
M-A-L-K.
Correct. I don't understand.
Because it's not milk, it's milk. Alternative. That's what the A stands for, alternative.
Oh, M-A-L-K. Yes, correct. That's right.
It doesn't really make sense to me. I did a TikTok on it last year when Andrew Truska was buying it in his apartment. I was like, Oat Milk? I was like, wait, what? And he was like, because the A is this. I was like, no. I think I get it, but I don't get it enough. So like, that to me is actually kind of poor branding. I really love what they make. Well,
and now I'm working with them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'd be happy to use you as an interstitial in this on this episode.
Oh my god, that's right. That'd be a really good collaboration.
Cut to Ian. Oat Milk. It's exactly what you want to drink.
Yeah. It makes so much sense.
In this social media life that I live, Oat Milk helps me stay.
Social media work from home.
Oh my god, guys. Like, what am I doing? God. Like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? What's my life?
A man about town.
Ask that question to someone who works for any startup or whatever. They're like, I go to the office and like, what am I doing? Well, like,
even
I was sending over some spreadsheets and like, I sent some emails.
What are we all doing?
Yeah.
Except rotating on this fucking earth, just deteriorating.
Correct.
Exactly. The only people on this earth that I know that are doing something are RuPaul and Kiki Palmer. That's it. Those are the only two people who are productive members of society. Everyone
and Kim
else
Kardashian
is just
based on her Hulu show. She can't stop.
She can't stop.
Someone this weekend said that Kim Kardashian's going to be is going for president. Lawyer, they're like, think about it, lawyer. The way she's being involved with
everything.
So tangential.
Today,
I know, but I. Yeah,
today is one fantastic tangent. It is a testament to our ability to converse. You know, people can't really talk like this. Talk like this extemporaneously, like this. People don't know how to talk.
I know.
Imagine being the ones invited to these said parties on Fire Island. Like, what are literally? I said to a friend of mine this weekend. I was like, "What did you do before me?" I literally turned my head to him, and I saw him kind of like exchange the knowing looks, and we were just having like a fun girly time, just like laughing at what was going on. And I was like, "What did you do before me?" And he was like, "I don't know. I really don't." Like, I love making that joke because. I was like, there's just no one else you're going to be able to really
You know what
laugh
they did
about.
Before you? They had this conversation. Oh, when'd you get in? Oh, nice. When are you here till? Oh, where are you staying? Oh, nice. What are you guys doing later today? Oh, okay. We'll be there. Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get a drink. And that is the conversation on Fire Island, P-Town, Palm Springs.
Planner's Punch. Oh my god, is that number one or is that number two?
Yes, exactly.
It's
so what is your go-to then for after that? How do you sink into deeper conversation?
Thank you for asking, because it's what happened this weekend. This weekend I went on two little rants.
Not to answer for you, but I feel like that's how you connect with people. You go on like rants about something that you're passionate about and hope that it'll elicit the same. Is that right? I think that's what you do. I mean, not to speak for you, but
here's my takeaway with your hot takes is that Imagine a dog. You know when a dog bites and then they just don't let go? That is sometimes I've seen hot takes of yours that are like, oh, she's got a hot take. But then, you know, when everyone else is like, well, it is what it is. And then you're like, no, but also it's like, oh, wait, we're still talking
last about last year, P-Town, Colin Stacktrues, friend of the pod, who is listening, by the way, and loved our last episode. First day I met him. John, you remember this, right?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, we're first at dinner. First, so we all get there at the house and we have a dinner and we sit down and Colin and I are chatting and our
and Colin goes,
oh, goes, oh my God, I really loved The Little Mermaid. And I was like, what? He was like, I really loved The Little Mermaid live action. I was like, oh, why? I never say like that's wrong, but I was like, wait, like what did you love about it? And then he tells me,
oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, why? What did you think? And then I told him all the things I thought about it that were just like, I thought the tempos were off. I thought it was really boring and blah, 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 blah. And then I went down the real, like, why do they take Flotsam and Jetsam's lines away? Like, that just seemed like such an arbitrary choice. And then the cat fight of her not going, you know, I went down the whole thing.
List, yeah.
And then we were literally talking about it at dinner. And then we left dinner. And then we were still, and then I felt like, uh-oh, I turned into Ebenezer Scrooge on that. I didn't want to quote Juan, I didn't want to yuck his yum, maybe. But then we're walking down going to a house. And he tells the group, he's like, no, I'm loving how much, because I'm loving how much you are passionate about wanting it to be good and that it wasn't or whatever. And I agree with you. He's like, now that you've mentioned the thing, I'm like, well, you're right. Why did they do that? And so it ended up becoming why he loves me so much. It was a primer. I'm joking, but it was a primer for our very honest conversation that we still to this day have. And it's why I love him, because he can come to me being very honest. That's my whole thing, is like, I'm showing, do unto others as you would want to be done unto you. Because I like to come in with, this is exactly how I think, this is what I'm thinking about this moment, so that I invite you later on to also be that forward with what it is ever you're thinking. I want people, because I want to have a live conversation like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A live conversation, not a space live. Anyway, but all of that to say that on the, anyway, all that to say that.
Wait, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a question. Like, I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks ago. I can't remember when it was exactly. The days all go together now. But you sent us a text message that you were at a party and there was really bad music. And since we're talking about your opinions, I think you were saying that people, you were arguing with other people on the dance floor. Tell me, please remind me, because I love your opinions about gay music.
On the dance floor, people were like voicing it before me. They were like, what? Is happening. They're
what
like,
was wrong?
It's erratic.
Did you identify it?
I can. It was erratic in there was no through line. Mm. So one song where you're like, okay, like I could kind of get into this would be what it would be, which is like a Charlie XCX remix in some way. Mm. And then it would just completely U-turn left fork at the road into the woods, but down the prairie. A whole other kind of mood and vibe that you couldn't really ever feel like you were riding a wave. It just felt like it felt like a hurricane or tornado was. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like that kind of.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. It wasn't flowing.
Correct. But then also the things, I don't care about flow if the songs are good and if it's still hitting. But it felt like everything was a little like, you're trying way too hard. You're making some weird sounds. And everyone was talking about it.
And
like,
who was the DJ? Oh no.
And when was this party?
I am not going to say when the party was.
Was it on Fire Island?
I'm not going to say if it was or it wasn't. Work. I'm not going to do that.
Damn! Triple homicide.
I know. I don't know how helpful it is as we're trying to kind of cultivate the world we want to see out in the world, but that it's an opinion I have and some other people also share it. Otherwise,
and
I
just like that.
And just like that.
Wow. Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
We deserve better.
Hey.
It's. And no one's talking about it. Everyone's like,
well, they were talking about it.
I know, but then who's telling the people who need to know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I'm like, sure that they're.
I like to support small business.
Okay. This is a very. But here's the thing, it's not a small business.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Just play the track.
This is what I'm talking about with the hot takes with Ian. It's like, even when I throw a joke in there, she's like, no, because no.
It's
No, listen.
I'm on one.
I love it.
It's because I want us to all have a really good time, you know? No, and I want it to be as efficient and well done as possible.
Well, luckily on this podcast, there are three people with good taste in music. All very different taste in music, but really good taste in music. And I wanted to take this time because we're in the middle of Pride Month. And I know that we are engaging in a lot of romantic holding activities. There's a lot of holding, being held, mm-hmm. looking for someone to hold, reaching out for someone to hold, mm-hmm. hoping for someone to hold me, mm. hold me, touch me. Anyway, so years ago, one of the first things that I really made me just think that Johnny was the bee's knees on a private level, right? You know what I mean? Like really, you know, think that it was something special is he shared uh-huh. for some reason in our group chat, his playlist. Okay. And I love, maybe it was on your Instagram where I found it. No. You shared it directly. Mm-hmm. I've always loved playlists when I was like growing, you know, like with Napster and Kazaa. Remember when you could yeah. download kind of music unlimited for the first time? I was really, yeah. and then when iTunes was introduced,
yeah.
I took all that music and for the first time I was like, oh my God, I can make sense of this in playlists when yeah. I had my first iPod.
Oh, you mean like a through line that you would possibly play or gaze at an event like that? You were thinking about that?
Just like that. Yeah. Okay. Except it was more so
Anita Baker.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes. So I've always loved playlists. And so he introduced this playlist. It's a Spotify playlist. And if you need to just go put in Johnny, we're only going to go through one of his playlists today. And it is a playlist for holding or being held, which is a euphemism for meet up. Getting it on and getting it in. Okay.
Yes.
The playlist is called Triple X. You just have to put his name, Johnny Sibley, into the
search,
and it comes up as a profile. He doesn't have any music there. Like, it doesn't, you know, your song doesn't come up there attributed yeah. you as an artist.
Right.
You know that.
Well,
right?
They took it down. hit it, get it. This is for another
Why?
Time, but they took it down okay. because the DJs that remixed the song did not get permission from the original beat maker. And so they took it down. Which I had no idea. No one told me until after the fact. So,
wow. Okay. So this is the playlist for those of you who are watching, and if you're just listening, you will be able to hear it as well. So it's called Triple X. It is the perfect playlist for sex, and you know sometimes you don't know what you want to play for someone, mm-hmm. right? Like, what is a sexual experience going to be like? Should I have like up tempos, driving more like EDM, or should I have something very like vibey and yebba-y? And those two feel too extreme to try on someone for the first time. This playlist can be used to hook up with someone who you've been married to for 15 years or mm-hmm. someone you have just met online 15 minutes ago.
Right.
Truly.
Right, right.
And it is, yes. what I love about this playlist is that it has like enough driving so that it feels like you've got something to use for rhythm, but mm-hmm. they're not up tempos either. Mm-hmm. The lyrics are playful and contemplative.
I really can attest that this playlist has helped moments be definitely stored in my mind as yeah. memories I will always remember.
Well, it's interesting because the way that it's set up is kind of by design, like the yeah. way in which I
Tell
put
me.
The songs in there, like the first song specifically, like I think I remember when I first heard the song, I was like, oh my God, this would be such a good makeout song. And so that is usually how these things start when you're like making out with someone. And I usually, you know, like I like to put on something else before someone gets there. And then I'll just like very slyly press play on the new, you know, playlist or whatnot,
uh-huh.
or put mm-hmm. it in the queue. And it just is such a nice soundtrack to having sex, like, because it has the build, it has like the beginning songs feel very foreplay-y, very like soft. And then there is a little bit more EDM where it's a little more robust and, you know, a little more physical and a little more, you know, energy
Intense.
To it. Yeah.
yeah.
So
the first song is called Borderline. Mm-hmm. And Jordan Raquet, I don't even know. Okay.
Raquet.
Yeah. So it's very playful. And I have this timed. So like when someone is off the elevator, I have this playing because it's 4 minutes long. So it's when I know like, okay, and if I met the person downstairs, when I get to my floor, I press play on my phone because you can do it to Spotify remotely. So that by the time I get in, it's about a minute in. So you'll hear when it starts, where it plays when I'm entering the apartment, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey, what's up? Fall in
love, will you stay? Will you stay?
But wait, go to the beginning. Go to the beginning.
Okay, I'm going to the beginning.
Wait for it.
I'll wait here at the borderline, always my alibi.
I mean, that is...
You take what I consider mine, oh, for no reasons.
Right here, this sink in right here.
Exactly.
Right here.
Mistake deceivable in the night, oh, when the price is right.
Mm-hmm. What was the first chorus?
Mm-hmm.
Poor taste, lips to the eye, and I thought I was trying to fly. Fall in love, will you stay?
I mean, and these lyrics. It's like a subliminal. It's a subliminal message to like stay, you know, I'm here at the board, like, fall in love, I want you to stay. Like, you're hearing this while making out with someone. It feels like, you know, like when you're watching a movie and you're like, oh my God, I want, that is what I want when I'm. But keep going. There's, you know, baby powder is a good one too.
Okay. So baby powder is, let's play the first 15 seconds of baby powder. That's a good example. Cause now you've been hooking up for how many minutes? This is 4 minutes, seven,
12, like almost 14,
12 minutes. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And then this starts playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you just imagine kissing someone's body slowly?
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
It's maybe like a little giggle, like, oh my God, their socks are caught. Oh my God, wait, get your socks.
Right.
Yeah, okay, you got it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was from. Just shut up, just kiss me.
Making me so high.
Everything I'd ever want.
You're keeping me so dry.
You're keeping me dry, which means you're eating.
You're everything I'd ever want.
You know, the reason I pick these songs is because you're not rushing. You're taking your time.
No, exactly.
With someone's body, with someone's lips, with someone's whatever.
Yeah. And now, potentially for the first time.
Exactly. Now let's keep going.
Okay. Do you want to go to All Over You?
No. Let's go somewhere a little more in the middle to see.
Wait,
see.
We can't just go to the middle because we have to go to my favorite song.
Oh, okay. Let's do
my favorite song on this playlist. Okay, the most important song. Is 100%.
Ooh, yes.
Some white woman named Goldilocks. I'm going to put my mic closer to my mouth so you can really hear me and see me. Okay? When this song comes on, baby, it's over. Yeah. I rarely get to track 7. I rarely get to track 7.
Oh, my God.
I rarely get to track 7 because this is what happens with track 6. Okay.
The time.
Okay, right here.
You should come to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, run on this time. It feels right when.
chorus right here. Mm-hmm. This is what someone's first time is about.
I think I'm falling for you. Yes.
I think I'm falling for you. 100%. Think I'm falling for you.
One more time, Goldie.
I think I'm falling for you. I think I'm falling for you. 100%. 100%.
Yes. Now tell me that that isn't it, because that's the sentiment of that. You're having sex with someone, maybe it's the first time, and it's, mm-hmm. I think I'm falling for you. Like, at the end of this, I could say I love you because it's so good.
Right, right.
To me, that is ecstatic. That is ecstatic. Okay, where should we go?
Let's see.
You see, you get a little bit cliche here.
A little pillow talk.
Crazy in Love is important because there are songs that we know, but we've hit with these deep cuts, so it's nice to have something very familiar.
But Over Great Now before. And into Lose My Cool, that's Lose already in cool. the... That's already in the
throws
of it, you know? Yeah.
Okay, Over Now, Calvin Harris and The Weeknd.
I don't really care if your tears fall down your face. You know you play the victim every time.
Yes.
I know you're getting turns every time.
You gotta wait for
it. Your girls ain't shit trying to get me off your mind. The same ones who be hitting on my line.
This is when you are doing the slow stroke. Here we go.
Friend, I need you to know that.
Ooh.
We ain't ever gonna go back.
Hey.
This time it got so bad. It's best for me, it's best for you. I need you to know that. Try to love you, but I force that. All signs we ignore that.
Oh my God.
And it's not cause it's over now.
It's over now, baby. you're mine.
Current.
Yes.
So good.
Oh my God. That is so good.
Wait. Go down a little bit.
Okay.
To number 15. I want to see which song is that. Cause I threw some in there. Yeah, Gorgon City. That was like just a random. And then Robin, Ever Again. I mean that. Yeah. It's just
yeah.
It's
you know that when this starts playing,
mm-hmm. like this is when we're like, if we've been at it for, if we get to this song, we needed a break.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. When you stop and you make
this
out
is not
and
your
you
fucking. Kiss.
Come on. Yeah.
This is like water.
This is outdoor shower. Let's go to the outdoor shower for a second. Come back in.
Yes, this is playing throughout, hopefully, the penthouse apartment of whoever is.
Correct.
You're on that Sonos now, that good Sonos.
Wait, go to Nobody really quick.
This is Nobody by Gorgon City. Ooh. Yeah. This is, I'm going to hold your hand here. I'm going to hold your hand here.
Yes.
It's that. While you're on, like, yeah. And I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, on top of you, yeah.
This is that after you get home from the club.
Yes.
You
know what? You could start here.
I was going to say,
start.
Correct. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm with these songs? I'm saying you're going to fall in love with me, and if you're not gonna fall in love with me after this, you're going to remember this playlist
for sure.
Correct.
Can I tell you guys? I played this for gentlemen callers for since I've made it, but there's only one person in which I've ever finished this entire playlist, and that was
God
with Phil.
Damn.
Work.
What?
And we didn't even take our clothes off.
Walk me through that.
There was,
by the way,
2 hours,
asking,
3 hours,
45 minutes.
45 minutes of kissing.
Work.
And that's when I knew.
Murder, she wrote. Bitch.
But it's interesting. So I love that this has 1,500 likes, basically 44 songs, 2 hours and 45 minutes. I I need to add some new ones to this, like towards the end. And, you know, but this came at a time when I was recently single and I was like, I need to switch this up. I need to, like, I have my own place. I want people are coming to me. I want there to be a vibe. I want to create, you know, and it's funny because I remember on Twitter long ago, I asked, like, if you guys were creating a sex playlist, what would you do? And the songs that I got, I was like, this is crazy. People are like, Katy Perry, da da da. I'm like, Katy Perry. Like, I love me some Katy, some Catherine.
I love.
Love Catherine, but baby, not for.
Love Catherine.
Sex. But yes, I hope that if you're listening, that you give it a gander. And you know, let us know what you think.
It's a really great playlist.
And your last edition was March of this year.
Yes.
It's Adana Duru and Levin Kali. Sorry,
Levin Kali.
Levin Kali. Stay in. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
I love strings.
Yes, a slow build. What's great about this song, all of these songs, that it could just be on in the background, low. You could always turn it up, and it's not gonna disturb the neighbors. It's not gonna, you know. And I always like sex to feel like it's smooth caramel until it's not. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
R&B. There's a lot of R&B in here. There's a lot of like light EDM.
It's vibey. It's so inviting. It makes you feel all the things that you want to feel, which is relaxed. You want to feel sexy. You want to feel desired. Like when music that you listen to makes you even feel like, oh, I am desire and I'm ready to be and want and like desire someone, you know?
I want you to feel like you're in the movie of your life. Correct. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ugh.
And this playlist certainly does that. It's just, I can't, I honestly really can't celebrate it enough. And you know, there are other people. There are other playlists.
Yes.
We'll maybe do a series. We'll
if you go, you could just, the couple that I have here, crush is when you have a crush on someone and you want that feeling to continue, you play this playlist. Jimmy Jam is when you're at the gym and you really want to feel like a pump, but you also want to dance a little. Sibley Boogie is good for, you know, a pregame if you're having people over and you guys are about to go somewhere. And then feels is if you're really just sad, you've been through a breakup, or you just want to feel something. It is also for that as well.
I love that.
Yeah. So
I think that creating a playlist for someone is such an intimate, sweet thing. And I love playlists in general. So like the fact that you've made these, you've kind of like given, you know, when you used to make a mixtape, you've made like these custom mixtapes for everyone and anyone to just appreciate. You got to be on Spotify. Got to have Spotify. Well, you don't have to have Spotify because you can access playlists for free, but you may get a little commercial over here and there. But
look at the XXX playlist in comparison to how many followers that playlist has versus the other ones. I find that so fierce.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
And it's because it's getting probably recommended. And, you know, as people like it, then when people look up XXX or sex playlist, I bet it's coming up, you know.
And that's my chest right there, just so we're clear.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Playlist with your chest.
The branding.
And
it's so well done. It's so good.
Well, I love it. Hopefully you'll use it for summer when you get home from what is it called? The Pines Party? No,
Pavilion. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you get home from the A House. Or we actually used one of my playlists last year in P-Town, not that one.
Oh, yes.
But we used, I think, the gym playlist actually for our little
party?
Afters. Yeah.
Yeah. We had to pull over. We didn't
have a big responsibility.
It was.
I was like, just play my music.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
We were listening from like a little boom box. We literally put a boom box in.
Michael Hoffman was.
Yeah. He was like, skip, nope, skip, go to Bottega, New Bottega, yeah. by whatever, her, you know, by Azalea. Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. And we were just like 7 or 8 people, I remember, just like dancing around a boombox because we just were like feeling the music, you know? Yeah. It was really fun.
The music
fun.
Was being felt.
It sure. was. It was sure.
I mean, it's felt. Just, I mean... To get the aux chord and control the music at a party is a big honor. But if you're good at it, wow, you go down in history. That gives you ultimate street cred, I think.
Correct.
It really does.
There's things that like I love hearing in my life. Like, you are kind, you are smart, you have a great playlist. Whose playlist is this? Mine.
Yeah, you are good at that. Music's important. The music soundtrack, important. It's how you decorate your time.
Oh, I what love did you that.
Say your quote again. I want you to see them. Wait, what did you say, Ian? It cut out. Say it again.
I said, it's how he decorates his time.
Yeah.
How music decorates time. I love that. I've never thought of it in that way.
Yeah.
How
like
beautiful.
I think there's a way. Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
And like this podcast is decorating some people's time.
It is.
We hope it has. We hope it has decorated your time.
It and has.
A lovely afternoon or morning, wherever you've listened.
Let us know how you feel about the pod. Subscribe, like, rate. It really does help us. And on our Tres Leches Instagram, when we see your messages, it's so, so nice. Amazing. And we really do feel that love. And it helps us also just kind of gauge whether or not we're doing a good job. Because at the end of the day, we are here for us, but we're here for you, you know? Mm-hmm. So it only helps us be able to keep making this as entertaining and thought-provoking as possible.
Indeed. We love you so much. I can't. See. Couldn't have said it better myself.
You're rubbing off on me.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. We will see you next week. Besitos. Bye. Bye. Mwah.
Qué rico.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.